We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, health conscious viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, HispSat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendel SAT. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Sweden donates an additional $31 million to countries in Northeast Africa. In sustainable energy news, an American inventor helps to bring eco-friendly lights to communities in need. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Society for the Protection of Animals Abroad, which is based in the United Kingdom. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 19th, is the Independence Day of St. Kitts and Nevis, commemorating its self-rule gained in 1983. This nation of the two beautiful Caribbean islands is located between Puerto Rico and Trinidad and Tobago. Mount Lemiga is the highest point in St. Kitts. It is a dormant volcano which is in the top ranking of world volcanoes to see by foot, bicycle, car, or even snowboard. One quarter of St. Kitts is also a national park containing an expanding rainforest. Nevis, known as Queen of the Caribbees, is a pristine home to an abundance of magnificent flora and fauna. We wish the lovely people of St. Kitts and Nevis a splendid Independence Day.
Hawaiian News. Forest fire spreads in northwestern China as homes are damaged by quake. More than 300 firefighters were working to extinguish a forest fire in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region as it continued to spread on Friday, September 16th. The fire had ignited in the mountainous prefecture of Altai on Tuesday and scorched areas near the shared borders with Mongolia, Russia, and Kazakhstan. While major areas of the blaze had been successfully contained, new ones continued to be sparked amidst dry conditions with highly combustible trees.
With steep slopes that hampered firefighting endeavors, additional personnel from nearby cities were sent to assist. Meanwhile, also in Xinjiang, a 5.1 magnitude quake damaged over 50 homes and 70 other farm structures on Thursday when it struck 75 kilometers from the county seat of Korea in Hotan Prefecture. Some 76 families in the sparsely populated Kunlun Mountain region were disrupted, with fortunately no serious injuries or casualties reported for either of the events.
Our appreciation, firefighters and other emergency personnel, for your caring efforts to assist the fire and quake affected, wishing them a smooth restoration of stable day-to-day lives, and that such distressing events may be averted as humanity's kinder ways help restore Earth's balance.
Indonesian volcano erupts. Volcanic activity of Mount Lokon volcano in North Sulawesi continued to increase over the past week. On Friday, September 16, 34 small eruptions were recorded, followed by another 14 on Saturday morning. While officials maintained a level 3 alert for the volcano, geologists said it posed no current threat to surrounding populations.
Our appreciation, both officials and scientists, for your careful monitoring and precautionary advisements to ensure public safety. May all people be protected from potential disasters such as these, through our concerted efforts to foster a kinder ecosphere as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do?
and the governments of the world. I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 492.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Swan, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm eating savory vegan foods for a diet of peace. I have a tip from always caring Supreme Master Qinghai. If your pets do not take a hard pill wrapped in bread or made into a paste naturally, you can give it by two other ways.1. Mix with water to liquidize. Fill it in a syringe. 2. Open your pet's mouth and push into the back of the tongue, next to the throat. If the syringe tip is too small, cut it off to widen the syringe for easy flow and faster intake. 3. Make into a paste.Use a wooden tongue to smear it onto the back of his or her tongue. Offer water to rinse down. Our gratitude, beloved Supreme Master Qinghai, for this thoughtful idea. And thank you, gentle viewers, for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world. humanitarian use, Sweden donates an additional $31 million to Northeast African countries. The funds will be given to the United Nations Children's Fund and other international non-governmental organizations to help ensure food and water supplies, sanitation requirements, and protection of the health and safety of youngsters. This amount is in addition to the $108 million in aid that Sweden has already contributed in 2011, including $20.5 million to Kenya and $53.8 million to Somalia. A heartfelt appreciation, Sweden, for your generosity. May your kind assistance be of great benefit to many beautiful children of God.
In sustainable energy news, an American inventor helps to bring eco-friendly lights to communities in need. Mr. Steve Casares is the founder of Nokiro, which stands for No Kerosene. It is a Colorado-based company dedicated to making affordable solar products to use for heating and lighting around the planet. Mr. Casares is working to bring his N200 solar light to individuals who live a distance from the power grid. In addition, Nokiro is partnering with Project Commission on Urgent Relief and Equipment, a U.S. nonprofit that is the world's largest distributor of donated medical equipment and supplies. Kudos, Mr. Steve Casares, on this wonderful innovation. Also, our many thanks, Project Commission on Urgent Relief and Equipment, for your efforts to bring green living to many. May safe, earth-protecting appliances be available for all. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Society for the Protection of Animals Abroad, which provides free veterinary care to disadvantaged communities in Africa and the Middle East. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Please stay tuned for more admirable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, outstanding news for an extraordinary world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on a United Kingdom-based non-profit, which has 21 mobile clinics to help our animal co-inhabitants.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Society for the Protection of Animals Abroad, or SPANA, is dedicated to improving the care of our co-inhabitants in disadvantaged communities in Africa and the Middle East. The United Kingdom-based non-profit was founded in 1923 by Ms. Kate Hosali and her daughter Nina while traveling through North Africa.
SPANA provides free veterinary care and education programs in countries including Morocco, Tunisia, Jordan, Mali, Syria, Mauritania, Ethiopia, and Algeria. Their 21 mobile clinics and two education buses travel over 445,000 miles a year. Combined with the organization's veterinary centers, care has been given to more than 1 million animal friends such as donkeys, horses, mules, camels, and cats since 2005.
Through SPANA's outreach program, funding is gifted to local groups throughout the world who are committed to animal welfare. Bravo, Society for the Protection of Animals Abroad, on your devotion to our loving co-inhabitants. May the precious life of each being on our planet be safeguarded to flourish in joy and well-being with heaven's infinite grace.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the Society for the Protection of Animals Abroad with the Shining World Compassion Award and £20,000 to humbly thank and support their noble work. Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Mandarin entitled Two Birds.
Lao Shi Shuo, Jeli, Yu Liang Jinyao, Yi Ji Shi Yen Zi, Yi Ji Shi Ma Chue, Xian Zai, Shi Neng Gao Su Da Jia, Shi Shi Yen Zi, Shi Shi Ma Chue, Xue Shen Shuo, Wo Zhi Bu Chu Lai, Dan Wo Zhi Dao Da An, Lao Shi Shuo, Qing Gao Su Wo Men. 学生说, 燕子的旁边是麻雀，麻雀的旁边是燕子。
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Chinhai, Aloha. Thank God for the great work you are doing. Heaven will reward you. I would like to fully follow your Vic Diet programs and equally your spiritual development teachings. How do I start? Wishing you love and the very best of life. Pastor Bartholomew Udumaga, Kaduna, Nigeria.
Greetings, Pastor Udumaga. It's wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Chinhai has a reply for you.
Revered Pastor Udumaga, thank you humbly for your kind words. At www.suprememastertv.com/v-fij, you can download complimentary vegan recipes and food preparation shows from around the world. You are also cordially invited to visit www.suprememastertv.com/worldvegan to find out about global meditation for world peace. May heaven's manifold blessings be with you, your sacred mission, and the gentle-hearted people of Nigeria. Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with divine wisdom and jubilation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Over 1,600 delegates from 90 different countries meet in Dalian City, China, for the Summer Davos World Economic Forum and its theme of Mastering Quality Growth.As hosting Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao affirms an ultimate goal of enabling better lives for all people.
Representatives of Armenia and Honduras in the UN, Karen Nazarian and Marie Flores, respectively sign a joint statement to establish diplomatic ties between their nations, with plans for initial cooperation in the fields of education, science, and tourism.
In receiving the newly appointed Nigerian ambassador to Ethiopia, Bulis Paul Zomlolo,Ethiopia's President Jerma Wolde Jayorgas pledges his nation's support in furthering cooperative relations as well as continuing to maintain peace and stability on the continent.
Venezuela's Health Minister Eugenia Sader announces that the government is expanding the free healthcare network Mission Barrio Adentro, adding more than 10 new facilities as part of $1.6 billion in funding approved by President Hugo Chavez to enhance the nation's public health system.
For his brave and noble work saving lives in Haiti and Japan following those countries' devastating natural disasters, Hunter, an 8-year-old border collie from California, USA, is honored by the American Kennel Club as the top search and rescue dog of the year.
Israeli researchers from the University of Jerusalem discover the key signal that stimulates the growth of insulin-producing cells, a finding they hope will one day lead to a cure for type 1 diabetes.
To ensure access to clean drinking water and prevent disease, the UN increases aid to flood-devastated Pakistan, distributing 200,000 litres of water to 40,000 people daily, with plans to expand emergency relief to about 2.2 million people by the end of October 2011.
Mr. Steve Hofer, founder of US-based Graphio Labs, develops the open-source Tacit, a device designed to aid the visually impaired that attaches to the back of a hand and uses ultrasonic pulses to detect approaching objects, with increased pressure applied as objects become closer.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world,for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.